That's all we want. Thank you very much, Femi.
You're welcome.
So how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Everybody knows you practice, right? But the center, the concert hall at the center of American music is actually more than just a concert hall. It actually commissions art, commissions music. And each year, the priorities and commissions and taste of Carnegie are really at the center of music in the United States. And joining us now is WNYC's music host, Terrence McKnight. Welcome back to the show. If 2008 was the year of the symphony at Carnegie, 2009, you're here to explain, is the year of the multimedia hybrid opera. What does that mean, Terrence?
Well, John, you know, since Carnegie was founded or got going in 1891, it's had a lot of world premieres, music by George Gershwin, Dvorak, Stravinsky, all has been premiered at Carnegie Hall. Last year, John Adams wrote music for Carnegie Hall. This year, this March, this spring, Jesse Norman, singer Jesse Norman, soprano who grew up in Georgia, is putting together a project with a film composer, Laura Cartman, and it's a multimedia project that looks at poetry that Langston Hughes wrote in 1961. And in this poetry, Langston Hughes actually wrote in the margins how he wanted the music to sound. So this is the project that's going to happen in March at Carnegie.
So Langston Hughes, in his poetry, imagined a musical event. Jesse Norman's going to be a part of it. And, you know, if last year was a relatively straightforward symphonic event, this is going to be much more complicated.
That's right. I mean, typically from Jesse Norman, we hear, you know, classical arias, we hear spirituals, we hear operatic music. But now we're going to hear her with singer Cassandra Wilson, The Roots.
Jazz singer.
Jazz singer R&B Cassandra Wilson.
Jazz, The Roots.
Hip-hop band, The Roots, and the Orchestra of St. Luke's, as well as some multimedia stuff. Because in his description, Langston Hughes asked for some technology that hadn't really been developed yet. So this will be a really interesting project.
All right, so it's safe to say that the piece in 2009 is not going to sound anything like this, right?
Absolutely not. This is John Adams.
Last year's hit.
This is John Adams from last year, which sounds like John Adams, a bit like his Short Ride in a Fast Machine, one of his most popular works. And it's not going to sound like this either, probably. So this is Jesse Norman singing, you know, what we expect from Jesse Norman. We've got a little Laura Cartman, too, who has written music for, like, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. She's written music for PBS's Craft in America.
Oh, let's listen to this for a minute. So this is a sense of the style of Laura Cartman, but not necessarily an indication of what this new piece in collaboration with Jesse Norman is going to sound like.
That's right, because Jesse Norman and Laura are collaborating on this piece. And for example, Langston Hughes says in his poetry, "Blues beginning slowly but gradually building to up-tempo as the metronome begins to tick faster and faster, then slowly retarding." So Langston Hughes actually gives musical cues for the music that he wanted to accompany.
They're building from these scribbles in the margin Langston Hughes.
And he's asking for, like, wind machines, and the orchestra players will have to stomp and play kazoos and vocalize. And so it'll be an interesting
thing. It's hard to imagine exactly how this might sound.
Well, you're going to need more than just Jesse Norman and Cassandra Wilson on stage, then, if you're going to make all that happen.
Well, we've got The Roots. And The Roots sound like this.
A band that Langston Hughes possibly could have imagined, even if we couldn't have 100 years ago.
This band, The Roots, has been on tour for the last 17 years or so. And their music is socially conscious. It's a live band. They all play live real instruments. And exciting year for The Roots because Jimmy Fallon has taken over Conan O'Brien's show.
Right.
And The Roots, it's been rumored that The Roots will be the house band on this show. So we'll get to see and hear a lot from the Roots coming up in 09.
So how's this piece going to work? It debuts in March, right?
Yes.
And this band is going to be on stage. Jesse Norman's going to be on stage. Any sort of sense of how this is going to come off?
Well, there is a sample on a website of how this is going to come off, John. But again, so you've got this film composer, you have Jesse Norman, you've got the Roots, you've got Cassandra Wilson, you have the Orchestra of St. Luke's. There's a video component. You'll hear Langston Hughes' voice over audio. So it's a multimedia.
It almost sounds piece. Like something Mos Def does. He integrates all of those components, the orchestra, the video, the singing, the operatic, all of those ingredients go into one of his performances.
It'll also be interesting to see the audience because you have all of these composers and musicians from different genres.
Right.
And to have this audience together will be very interesting.
Is this more ambitious than is normally the case for Carnegie? And what's the name of this piece that's going to be debuted?
This piece is called Ask Your Mama. That's what Langston Hughes called it in 1961. And it's part of a larger project. Jesse Norman is having a celebration called Honor, a celebration of the African-American cultural legacy that runs from March 4th to the 23rd. This is perhaps the centerpiece of that.
All right, so this is a sample of what we might hear on March 16th from the Ask Your Mama website, right?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. I moved out to Long Island, even further than St. Albans, which lately is known nowhere. I moved out even further, farther.
It's tantalizing.
Got there, yes, I made it. Naming the papers every day. Got there, yes, I made it. Naming the papers every day.
Any final thoughts on what we can expect on March?
Don't try this at home, kids.
Terrence McKnight, always great to have you in our studio, the host of WNYC's evening music program right here on this radio station, WNYC. Terrence, thanks so much.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Very. Very interesting stuff. Thanks, Terrence.
You're welcome.
And we're talking about how one poor decision can snowball into an avalanche of bad choices or perhaps bad endings. Tell us about something that you wish you could take back and how it sort of catapulted out of control quickly. Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org. And here's how Bernard Madoff investors got sucked into making their own bad decisions, supposedly.
It was a very modest Ponzi scheme. He was promising them 8%, 10%, 12% a year. And it seemed to his alleged victims a very conservative investment.
That's your takeaway from the New York Times is Diana Henriquez.
And you'll want to hear that interview again. We're always on, so you can go to our podcast and subscribe at thetakeaway.org or at iTunes. You can hear the full interview of Diana Henriquez talking about the Madoff scandal. And also, you can re-listen to that great music from Terrence McKnight as we are anticipating a major, major premiere at Carnegie Hall on March 16th. Ask Your Mama. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.